only in fairness when you have such massive weaponization against ordinary citizens. Ron Johnson backs anti-weaponization fund. By Jeff Poor on May 25, 2026. During an appearance on Fox News Channel's Sunday Morning Futures, Senator Ron Johnson, RY, pledged his support for the so-called anti-weaponization fund, part of a settlement reached between President Donald Trump and the Internal Revenue Service in a $10 billion lawsuit over the leak of his tax returns. Johnson called the timing unfortunate but said the fund was needed because of the government's weaponization against citizens. "You know, the timing of the weaponization fund was unfortunate, but I completely support it," Johnson said. Under the Biden administration, there was a massive amount of weaponization of government against ordinary citizens. For example, in Wisconsin, Judge Troupes, a man who represented President Trump in doing exactly what John F. Kennedy did when the electors were in question in Hawaii back in 1960, he is now up on felony forgery charges because of weaponization. "They're destroying him, probably about $2 million worth of legal funds. That's exactly what these funds have been used for in the past. Obama used them. Other presidents have done it. It was just a timing issue. But, of course, Democrats will always take the political advantage here. And that's the only reason that I think we said, okay, let's calm the situation down. Let's come on back. Let's regroup. And let's figure out a way of handling this, because I think this fund is needed," he added. "I think it's only in fairness when you have such massive weaponization against ordinary citizens. Something should be there. We will probably have to come up with some kind of guardrails." Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.